Well, I think it was a solution to a problem we don't experience. You know, with the number of PL tones that are out there, you know, we're never going to run into a problem with quantity. But when back in the days of the community repeater, where you might have, you know, dozens of customers, even then, I don't know if it was necessarily for that. A little harder to fake, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know why it was invented in the first place. But it was never really a necessity in ham radio because we were going for a different thing. There was generally one PL in the region for each band. Like the PL for VHF in this region is 100, and the PL for UHF was 107.2. And then... you know, then I started the 123 thing, and I will take credit for that for reasons, work-related reasons. But so now 123 and 107.2 is pretty prevalent in the area here. And really, each region kind of like decides on like a common PL, and they use it. You know, so that's kind of common knowledge. So really it was a problem that we didn't need solving over here. But no reason why you can't. Nothing wrong with it.
Well, I was, you know, I've been deeply involved in this node, you know. Not so much for the making it work, but for, you know, all the different things it does. And it's amazing. I mean, all the stuff that this device does, or that software does, actually the software gets all the credit. All the stuff it does, it's just amazing. And so I was, you know, PL filter, emphasis filter, this filter, that filter, discriminated auto, non-discriminated, flat, you know, alt, swelt, all that other stuff. I got a grasp on all of that stuff now. Okay, and then somebody, I read one of those blogs that somebody was trying to get rid of some squelch tail. And some other ham guy came back and says, why would you screw with all that? You know, it's your private node, just use it digital, and he says, and it'll all go away. So I did it, and it all went away. And I thought to myself, huh, so you don't have to put any of these filters on, you don't have to do anything, and it doesn't cap the, you know, cap that part of the audio out, the whole ball of wax. So I just set it up for the very first one, 23, I mean, I don't care, and it worked. And I'm going, okay, well, why not? You know, and so I just thought to myself, well, wonder why that never really took off in the ham radio. Because, you know, one of the things you always hear in a lot of channels and stuff when you're using a repeater, and if digital took care of that, I was thinking, well, why didn't they do that? You know, and I get it. You know, you got so many users out now that, you know, it would be kind of a silly thing to go ahead and change. But I just kind of wonder why it never really took off. That's all. It's just a thought. I'm not trying to change the world or change anything here. I was just kind of curious why it never really took off. But I do get the reason for it, what you were saying. You know, it's kind of like, you know, why did they go narrowband in that section? You know, they didn't need to, but, you know, I have a different theory on that one. It's for another subject for another day. I was just curious.